Prabhupada met a father last month. And probably devotees know about that. So, we've seen a lot of such festivals, not just necessarily in this temple room. Had them in others as well. And hopefully they'll continue on in the future. Vishwan Bhaprabhu asked if we read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He gave the following verse, which is also a well-known verse. So let's chat that and see what Srila Prabhupada says in his book. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sakai Prabhu Chintana Kariha Javanera Shamshara Deki Dukha Napa Paviha Horida Shikahi Prabhu Chintana Kariha Javanera Shamshara Deki Dukhana Bhaviha Haridas Kahe Haridas replied, Prabhu, my dear Lord, Chintana Kariha, do not be anxiety. Javanera samsara, the material condition of the javanas. Deki, seeing. Dukkana bhaviha, do not be sorry. Translation, Haridasaka replied, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the javanas in material existence. Please repeat. Haridas Thakur replied,
My dear Lord,
do not be in anxiety.
Do not be unhappy
to see the condition of the javanas in material existence. And here's a brief report by Srila Prabhupada. These words of Haridas Thakur are just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Lord. When the Lord is unhappy because of the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him saying, My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. This is service. Everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. This is actually service to the Lord. One who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. To blaspheme such a devotee who is trying his best to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest offense. One who does so is simply awaiting punishment for his envy. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama. I'm just going to read a couple of verses that lead up to this, and then a few that follow, because it puts the verse into very fine context. And it's very, very nice. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Haridas Thakur as usual. And in the course of discussion, he inquired as follows. As usual means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go daily to meet Haridas Thakur, and when Sanatana Goswami was also living there with him, then the two of them, he would bring him some Mahaprasadam. And because Haridas Thakur wasn't allowed into the Jagannath temple and didn't make an issue of going, so then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not different than Jagannath. He would come to see Haridas Thakur. My dear Haridas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now speaking, in this age, most people are bereft of Vedic culture, and therefore they are called Yavanas. They are concerned only with killing cows and Brahminical culture. In this way, they are all engaged in sinful acts. Could be edited a little clearer, because here it sounds like they're only concerned in killing cows, and they're only concerned with Brahminical culture. But what it means is they're only concerned with killing cows and killing Brahminical culture. And then the next verse is, how will these yavanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way. So Lord Chaitanya is, he's in anxiety. He's revealing his mind to Haridas Thakur. And his mind is full of this type of concern. Particularly here, the word yavana comes up. Yavana, Duracara. Those who are following the culture and who are not cow killers, who follow Brahminical culture, gradually they become elevated. So in one sense, it's clear what their destination is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu isn't that concerned. But right now, instead, he's talking about those who aren't going in that direction, but rather the Yavanas. And it's a relevant concern because practically speaking, everyone is like that. In days gone by, in earlier years of ISKCON, we used to talk about people in the Western world, as if people in the Eastern world, particularly when we're talking about India, that they were doing something different, or they were better than the ones in the Western world. Now that's hardly a relevant terminology. One no longer just says, well, people in the West. East, West, North, South, everyone is doing the same. I remember from times of going to India in the mid-70s, there were no things as alcohol shops on the streets. They didn't exist anywhere. Now they're everywhere. What to speak of everything else that's going on in not only India, but in holy places. Recently I was speaking with one devotee who lives at Radhakund, and I was complaining that very often, if you've had experience, some of the pandas who come there and take you on parikram or worship Radhakund, they're all high on bhang, they're all high on drugs. He says, that's nothing. That's sort of passe. The latest thing is that because there's wine shops in Govardhan, they're all drunk on whiskey and so on. And this is the most sacred place that we have on this planet, or perhaps in the universe, and your residence, and that's their conduct. Of course, they'll say, I'm a Pujpasi, very emphatically, or that I'm from a higher class, but Yathalyal Lakshanam Proktam, you judge a person according to their behavior, not according to their birth. So if we go by that, if we go actually by Lakshana, if we go by the qualities that people exhibit, it's very, very rare to find those who don't kill cows. The biggest leather industry in the world is in India. That's where they export more leather than elsewhere. And where they're really concerned in real Brahminical culture, not some kind of distorted form of the Varnashram system that everyone calls casteism, but real Brahminical culture that ends, that brings people ultimately to become devotees of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't particularly concerned with those who are really connected in an authorized way to the Vedic system, wherever they may be karmakandis or yogis or gyanis, because by good association they'll become elevated. But all the others, and all the other means more or less everyone. Everyone in our present world falls into this yavana category. And here he just defines it. Go brahmane himsa. So we have a different type of prayer. We chant Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo, who's the protector of the cows and the Brahmins. And here it's just the opposite. Go Brahmane Hingsa Kare, who do violence against cows in Brahminical culture. So this is how you define culture. How much do people appreciate Brahmanas or the quest for Brahman, the absolute truth, and advancing in spiritual culture, and how much do they appreciate the cows and the bulls as the pivotal point of society, really, their protection as being integral to economic development or economic stability, not so much development, but stability, because your bulls will till the soil for you for free, and the cows will give you very valuable commodity, milk, by which you can both live and also perform yajna or sacrifice, at least in the traditional sense of fire sacrifice. Of course, for chanting Hare Krishna, you don't need ghee. You need ghee in order to eat the prasadam after when you chant Hare Krishna. And that's feed the fire of digestion as opposed to the other fire. But in either case, you need ghee. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was stung, and these are actually the yavanas. They don't care for cows, they don't care for the protection of the cows, and they don't care for Brahminical culture. And Brahminical culture doesn't mean religion, because there may be so many religions, but religion actually don't fall within the parameter of Brahminical culture, because they're not guided by authoritative scriptural statements which are meant to bring people to the ultimate or topmost goal of life. Look, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is concerned. So he says, who will save them? How will they be saved? How will these people who are so fallen, how will they be saved? So of course this starts a discussion, and it introduces a certain aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's nature, or it describes his nature, which is actually Krishna's concern for conditioned souls. There are sometimes, or there are certain philosophical approaches to explaining why Krishna allows conditioned souls to come into this world and why he allows them to suffer. And one of it is that he's sort of indifferent. He doesn't care. And that the material world is actually Krishna's lila, and the suffering of the conditioned souls is also Krishna's lila. But here we see that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much pained to see that conditioned souls are suffering. And that there's no particular outlet for them, there's no particular solution to how they will get out of this type of suffering. And so he's approaching Haridas Thakur. Obviously, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's speaking, he's speaking for our benefit, but he's also wanting to induce this type of katayantas chimam nitya tushyam ticha raman ticha, this type of kata. And the kata is here not about Krishna's intimate pastimes or anything, but it's about something very, very real, something very much, of course that's very real, but something very much real in connection to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and that mission of raising people to the platform of being able to understand Krishna's pastimes. How will all these yamanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way. Of course, there is a way. Lord Chaitanya sees the way, he knows the way. But in the same way that Lord Chaitanya speaks with Ramananda Roy, and has Ramananda Roy give answers to the questions that he's posing. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes this position of being able to unsolve this, not being able to solve this riddle. Generally, in Shastra, you have the Lord always takes this other role. He takes this role of the person who's giving the answers. Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna's asking questions and Krishna's giving answers. Everywhere where we see throughout Bhagavatam, generally it becomes that the superior gives the answers, and then the devotee or the junior Vaishnav, he's asking the question. But it seems that Lord Chaitanya has this inclination for this type of lila, this pastime, where he places himself in the position of the subordinate. And now, here in this verse, Haridas Thakur replies. But let me just read the previous purport as well, which is a little lengthier, but and that is the purport to this verse. How will these yavanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way, Prabhupada says. This verse reveals the significance of Lord Chaitanya's appearance as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of all fallen souls. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. O my Lord, you have appeared just to deliver all the fallen souls. Mosamo Patita Prabhu Napai Bihar. And among all the fallen souls, I am the lowest. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking about the deliverance of the fallen souls is shown by the statement, E Dukkha Apara. It is my great unhappiness. This statement indicates that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, is always very unhappy to see the fallen souls in the material world. Therefore, he himself comes as he is, or he comes as a devotee in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver love of Krishna directly to the fallen souls. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Dayate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he not only gives knowledge of Krishna, but by his practical activities teaches everyone how to love Krishna. Krishna Prema Dayate. Those who are following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should take the Lord's mission most seriously. In this age of Kali, people are gradually becoming less than animals. Nevertheless, although they are eating the flesh of cows and are envious of Brahminical culture, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considering how to deliver them from this horrible condition of life. Thus, he asks all Indians to take up his mission. Bharata bhumite hoila manusha janma cha janma sata kakari kara para upaka. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. It is therefore the duty of every advanced and cultured Indian to take this cause very seriously. All Indians should help the Krishna consciousness movement in its progress to the best of their ability. Then they will be considered real followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unfortunately, Even some so-called Vaishnavas enviously refuse to cooperate with this movement, but instead condemn it in so many ways. We are very sorry to say that these people try to find fault with us, being unnecessarily envious of our activities, although we are trying to the best of our ability to introduce the Krishna consciousness movement directly into the countries of the Yavanas and Malechas. Such Yavanas and Malechas are coming to us and becoming purified Vaishnavas who follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who identified... Can you stop? It's not necessary. One who identifies himself as a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should feel like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said, Iha shabara kon mate hoiba nishtar. How will all these yavanas be delivered? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always anxious to deliver the fallen souls because their fallen condition gave him great unhappiness. That is the platform on which one can propagate the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.